All right, we got John on the phone. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So I understand your wife made you call in. What's going on here?
So I don't listen. I'm at work. I don't listen to the radio. I'm in the roofing business, so I'm out and about. And my wife goes, oh, they're talking about the Bear Cubs on Carson and Kennedy. And she goes, you should call in. I said, absolutely.
Now, do you know the story of Danny from Norwood? He decided
to
put up an ice cream shop, yeah, and somebody complained about it. They sent him a cease and desist or a shut it down letter from the health department. So we want to get involved and help raise some money. Can you tell us about the Boston Bear Cubs, though?
The Bear Cubs was started about 20 years ago for children with disability that can't, we'll say, play in youth hockey. You know, we have from one extreme to the other. A fellow by the name of John Quill started it, and I got involved about 15 years ago because my son has a slight disability. You know, I played hockey my whole life. I coached high school with his other brothers, and I went down there, and he loved it. We skate every Saturday morning and bounced around from Quincy to the Canton Ice House, and we've settled at the Ponca Park rig in Canton. It's just a great experience. We have a lot of teams that come down. You know, my son helps coach out Canton High School. The high school team comes down, brings kids. You know, we kind of scrimmage. They help each other out. One of the other assistant coaches, Johnny Summers, he coaches the Medfield girls team. They come down all the time. We've had Archie's there. We love to have the kid. They love it. It's not really about hockey. You know, it's all the social part, but John Quill has done a good job putting it together.
John, what does this team mean to the kids who are on it, like that you see every Saturday? What does it mean to them?
Oh, it's great. They look forward to it. Every Saturday, you know, we skate, I think it's 7:30. I forget the time. It's either 7 or 7:30, but, you know, some kids are up ready to go 6 o'clock. They look forward to it. It's something different for those children to do, be a part of a team.
Okay, so this Saturday, we're going to need you. Okay, so I don't know.
We don't start till September.
Oh, okay. Well, then good.
So you're free.
Not till like the middle of September.
Well, we would love if you can figure it out. So we're going to do an ice cream Karen social on Saturday at Furlong Scandian Ice Cream in Norwood. And they're going to donate their time and a little bit of the proceeds. And we're going to give them all to the Boston, give all that money to the Boston Bear Cubs. And
Okay. If
you could get a couple of the players down there, anybody involved with the organization, they got a huge parking lot we're going to set up at some point, have a big party, and we're going to sell ice cream and hopefully make a lot of money that we can give to the Boston Bear Cubs.
Sure. I will send an email out. I have John Quill, the director, send it out to everybody. And is that Furlongs, and they've moved, I think, in Norwood. I live in Canton, so they're not at the old location. I think they have a new location, Furlongs,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, their address, if you need it, is 23 Cottage Street in Norwood.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Awesome. I thank you very much.
We thank you for calling in. It was great to talk to you.
Okay.
Go John, Bear Cubs.
Let's go.
We're going to raise a lot of money for the Bear Cubs.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
Talk to you soon.
There's a boy named Danny who wanted to make some dough, so he held an ice cream stand but was dealt a heavy blow when a Karen came along and had the whole darn thing shut down. So we came to the rescue and we want you to come round. It's the Ice Cream Karen Social happening this Saturday from 2 to 4 in Norwood at Furlong's Candies. They will donate half the proceeds to his brother's hockey team. So now for yummy ice cream, you scream, you scream.
You're so talented, Kennedy.
That's stupid.
That's amazing.
That seemed like it was hard to stay on beat on.
I do my
best. But you made it work.
I do my best.
You made it work.
I do my best.
All right. And we got more info about the Ice Cream Karen Social happening on Saturday, coming up at 8:15 this morning, and how you can get involved if you want to volunteer, what's going to be happening. We got a lot of cool things that are happening behind the scenes. So again, we'll talk more about that coming up at 8:15. Kennedy got a phone call yesterday at about 12:30 and said, hey, what are you doing? She's like, nothing, hanging out. And they were like, how would you like to interview Kristen Chenoweth?
And this is an interview I've been chasing for a while. So I was like, whatever you want.
She's your theater white whale.
Whenever you want, just let me know.
Kristen Chenoweth in town for the musical Queen of Versailles, which is heading to Broadway very soon.
It is. It's at the Emerson Colonial Theater. It goes till August 25th, and there are a lot of tickets still available, so go get it.
And Kennedy's interview with Kristen Chenoweth is next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.